Hi, this is Will, and you're listening to Scattered Bits. Movie is Captain America, not the version that came out this past weekend starring Chris Evans. This one came out in 1992 to cable TV and home video. It was meant to come out in 1990, but it sat on the shelf for 2 years. Past movies I've mentioned on the podcast have really been more recommendations than reviews. Well, this one is totally different. This one stinks. I've sat through it, so you don't have to. It's just horrible. It's low budget. Marvel really fell into a bad place in the late 80s, early 90s with movies. There was The Punisher, there was Fantastic Four, and Captain America. Why Captain America was released a home video and Fantastic Four was not, I have no idea. Marvel was so embarrassed by Fantastic Four, this is how the story goes, as rumored, that they bought back the prints of Fantastic Four and burned them. Yes, they took the negatives and burned them, but they left Captain America standing. Captain America is just dreadful. It's mean-spirited. At the beginning, it shows the Red Skull as a child watching his entire family be mowed down by machine guns. This movie is not for kids, and for adults, I can't recommend it either, because it's just boring. The star of Captain America is Matt Salinger. He is the son of J.D. Salinger, the author of Catcher in the Rye. And the budget just, I don't know where the budget went. The movie looks cheap. The special effects are terrible. In fact, Captain America, really, there's long stretches of the movie where he's not even in it. There's not great action set pieces. There's action here and there, but nothing great. One semi-positive thing I can mention about the movie is the Captain America costume looks okay. It looks better than the 70s version from the 70s TV movie starring Reb Brown. But that's about it. I can't even say that they were able to keep the movie in focus the entire time. There's one brief snippet where the camera's out of focus. I don't know if this is something the director did on purpose, or if a crew member nodded off because he was so bored while filming, but there's nothing I can recommend on this movie. There's some actors in it that are recognizable. There's Ronnie Cox from Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2. There is Ned Beatty, who's been in many things over the last 35, 40 years. There's Darren McGavin, who's always been one of my favorite actors. But no one comes off really well on this. It's just badly done. So, Captain America is even a car thief in this movie. He feigns car sickness when Ned Beatty saves his life. Ned Beatty pulls over to the side of the road, and Captain America gets out. Ned Beatty goes to check on him on the side of the road. Captain America then runs to the vehicle and takes off with it, leaving Ned Beatty stranded in a forest. And then Captain America does this again to a woman. Yes, Captain America needs to get his own set of wheels and quit stealing people's cars. That's quite the superhero there. So, again, it's cheaply made. It's a mess. This movie is so incompetently filmed that it's not even so bad it's good. It's just awful. There's no entertainment value in this movie. I should have known when I saw the beginning credits. Menahem Golan was one of the producers. He produced the Punisher movie, I believe, that didn't turn out so good. And he was in charge of Canon Pictures back in the 80s, which turned out a bunch of junk, including a bunch of bad Chuck Norris movies. So I think that's it for this movie. It's pretty hard to find. Sci-Fi Network showed it a bit last week in preparation for the new version that came out. I saw it on Hulu a few months ago. I don't think it's on there anymore. You might be able to find it in like 10-minute increments on YouTube or something, but I just can't recommend this movie. It's not entertaining in a bad way. If you have insomnia, it might cure that for you, but that is it. So that is my first negative review. I can't stress enough how bad this movie is. MGM Movies on Demand was supposed to release it last week, but it looks like it was not released, so I don't know what's up with that. But I have not seen the new version, so I can't go either way on that one. Sorry for the rambling review this week. I will have Kingdom of the Spiders for you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.